seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Begin transmission.
Nice. Where's he going? Oh, feels so good out here. What's he doing? He wants to play gyro ball. Let's play turkey gyro ball.
Okay, the current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for a turkey gyro ball game, apparently, or something. But let's start Dubious Goals Committee, and I'll explain to you what is happening. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm standing under some very high voltage power lines out at Tranquility Park. On the gyro ball side, I'm standing in the parking lot, looking back where I drove in, because as I was driving in, I saw a turkey walking down the hill, coming out of the forest. Okay? And now he walked down the parking lot driveway a little ways, and then he stepped out onto the gyro ball fields, where he is apparently awaiting his friends to commence a gyro ball game. Didn't know that happened in Turkey Land, but apparently it does. Suddenly the wind is coming up a little bit here. It wasn't windy at my house, it wasn't windy in my neighborhood, but as soon as I got over the hill, literally on one side of the hill, flags completely limp. 100 meters over the hill, yeah, suddenly wind, right? What the hell, damn guy. We've got ourselves a break in the weather. It's nice and cool. It's, what? Look at that turkey. I had to look back. He's running across the field, kind of half jogging. Can you hear him? He just went, bro, bro, bro. He's looking for his gyro ball friends. He says, I wants to play. It's time for some turkey soccer. All right, so yeah. I had a bad night, a bad morning of extreme violence, but of short duration. And I thought, yeah, better get my ass outside because, you know, it's super overcast. It's about 17 or 18 degrees. Got a slight breeze that is becoming wind. And anyway, it's nice and cool. We're going outside because it's supposed to... We didn't get the big storm we were supposed to get yesterday, so it might be coming today. Now the wind has changed directions. So I've decided to come out to Tranquility Park today to see if we can see any dudes. I'm looking on dirt ledges. I'm looking for Mottis. We're gonna stick my head up here and see what we get. Anybody up here? Anybody hanging around? Well, I don't see any marmots yet. But I know they're nearby. They gotta be hanging around here somewhere. I can hear that turkey. He just gobbled again. He's a gobbler. He's heading towards the creek. Jeez, now it's kind of cool. Man, it really feels good. All right, so I'm walking along the path. We're going to look for some marmots. We're going to look for some other dudes. And I got to tell you about this weird morning I'm already having. It's been very educational. I've learned stuff today. And not only did I learn stuff today, and I haven't been awake all that long. Not only have I learned stuff that I've always wanted to know. I've learned things. I have learned the answer to a question that I've had for a very long time, multiple decades. What did you learn, Tobe? What is this fascinating thing that you learned? We're dying to know. Because if you find it fascinating, it must be the most brilliant thing ever. Well, yeah, it might be. That or it's just me being stupid. Okay, it's getting really green here. The grass is nice and tall. You got 45 and 50 centimeter grass right here. let's get up here to the scary tree and see if we can find any marmots. Okay, so this all goes back to last night. Last night, humid. You know, yesterday I had a pretty bad thing yesterday, a bad reaction, and kind of shut me down for the day. I don't know if I'm going to get through today, but so far I kind of feel okay, but I felt fine. Anyway, I was up late last night, and I was just being a slug, right? I just got to sit around and go, ugh. So I'm watching TV. I'm watching... What was that? That was nothing. So I'm sitting around, and I want to go to sleep, but I can't go to sleep, so I don't want to watch anything that is going to require any real mental acuity. Don't want to think, don't want to activate my brain to keep me awake. I want to sleep. So I'm like, okay, what should I watch? Sports ball. Come on. not a lot of mental needed for watching sports ball. And yeah, I'm not finding any mantis up here. It could start raining at any time. But I'm still looking for mats. So I decided to watch, at about 1 a.m., I started to watch some handball. And I was watching some Euro-level competition, and I was watching Sweden versus Germany. Sweden kind of took Germany apart, which kind of surprised me, but, you know, whatever. Looking back for marmots, don't see any back there. Or over there. Where the hell my mati is today? Let's find them. Oh, yeah, everything, all the plants are growing up huge. All the goldenrod and the burdock is now... Goldenrod is now eye level. Damn. Grass, grass, grass everywhere. Oh, it's so green. I feel so verdantly clear. That's because I can breathe. Kind of good. Kind of, sort of. Good enough. Breathing. It's underrated. So there I was, watching my handball game, and I was thinking, okay. It was good. It got over. And I didn't know what to do, so I started watching another one. Let's see. I'm trying to remember who it was. I think it was Romania versus somebody. I think it was Turkey or Denmark. Somebody who had red uniforms. Is there a frog down there? I think I just saw a frog jump into the water. Bloorp. Froggy jumps. Frog jumps. Okay, so I was watching the second game, and it was a good game, and I was enjoying it, trying to fall asleep, not feeling good, drinking tea, and, you know, doing that whole 3 a.m. thing, when there was a timeout in the game. And so all the teams, you know, they ran over to their benches and their coaches were, you know, telling them strategy stuff, I presume. I don't speak these languages, although I'm picking up a lot of Romanian, but the weird, okay. And then during the Germany game, somebody said something, and one of the commentators said something, and I understood the entire sentence. It was something like, you cannot do that here, Johan. But it was in German. That's my life, just randomly catching snippets of languages that I do not speak, completely understanding them and thinking, oh wow, I speak this language now. And it turns out I don't. So there was a timeout called. You know, the teams are all bunched around the coach, and you know, there's a camera right there looking over the shoulders of some of the players. When I realize I'm looking at something kind of odd and something that I don't think I knew existed. Right there, printed on the back of one of the players' jerseys was his name, as is fairly common in sports ball. And his name started with a T. But it wasn't regular T. Oh no, it was a T with a diacritical mark. And I said, wait, what? What? Okay, right? Because it's 3:30 a.m. at this point, 3:45. Okay, I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm mostly shut down and everything. And now I'm seeing T. Cedilla. If I say T. Cedi, that's what I mean, T. Cedilla. I did not learn the word Cedilla in the English language until I was... No, you don't want to know how old. I have a lot of words like that. Words that I've learned in other languages before I learned them in English. I didn't even know they were English words. Like Cedilla. So there I'm looking at T. Cedilla, and I'm saying, T. Cedilla? What? I've never heard of such a thing. C. Cedilla, sure. S. Cedilla, sure. And I thought, what language is this? What's happening? This must be... What is this? What is this? Turkish? They got Cedillas? Which is true. In Turkish, you see S. Cedilla. I've never seen T. Cedilla. And I realized, no, this is not Turkish. I'm looking at the Romanian team. This actually took 5 minutes because, remember, it's the middle of the night. It's not maximum smart time for Tobe, right? It's pretty much maximum dumb time. And I was being maximum dumb. So I said, Romanian? Hey, there's a bunny up here on the path. Hi, Mr. Bun. Romanian. Wait, do I know any Romanian? Well, yeah, of course I do. It's a Romance language. So I started thinking, Romanian, yes. Okay. Now, do I know any other Romanian words that have T. Cedilla? Because how do you pronounce T. Cedilla? And I'm thinking, okay, is it... You know, a lot of times... A cedilla will soften things. A lot of times a cedilla will make things SH sounding. You know, S versus S cedilla, sh. C, k, C cedilla, s, right? And I thought, wait, how do you soften a T? So, oh, TH sound, f. You know, like, there you go. There you have it. I thought, no, that can't be right. Certainly I know some other Romanian. I don't even know any Romanian people. I don't know any Romanian. Alo, salut, sunt eu un haiduc. Wait, I know entire songs in Romanian. Ah! I'm Romance language boy. I want to talk stuff. Then I forgot all about it and I went to sleep. I eventually fell asleep, dreaming of T. Cedilla and how to pronounce it. Can I write my name with a T. Cedilla? I don't have any diacritical marks in my name. Why can't I have some? I love Cedilla. I love circumflex. I love carrot. I love ague. I love, oh. But do I get to have any? No. I'm walking through the S-bend now, looking for mushrooms. It's kind of damp around here. Not seeing much of anything. So, when I got up this morning, I said to myself, self, let's look that up. Let's look that up for once. Instead of just walking around and talking to all my friends and the committee about stuff, and just making crap up. Why not do some research? So I did. And I looked it up, wondering, how do I pronounce this T. Cedilla? So I fired up the old computer. Hold on, I gotta look down into the horizontal forest here. Birds, we got birds on logs. I wanna find some moths on logs. It's mostly bird zone out here today. The parks guys they're really producing a lot of mulch and stuff. They're doing stuff across the creek over there in their mulch piles. Okay, where's my Matis? I'm looking down in the pit of despair, not seeing Jack. Okay, so I pull up the Romanian alphabet. And I'm scrolling down and yeah, okay, I can see this letter. I can see this letter, but they're calling it T comma. And I, no, that's a cedilla, not a comma. But then the comma is a hyperlink, so I scroll over the comma, and yeah, it says it's a description of comma. So this entire entry on this stupid... This is what I hate in my life. I need information. I am the boy who needs information. But when I know more about a subject than the person who's writing the educational topic or the educational paper or whatever, how can I know more than this person when I know nothing and I'm having to look things up? That's not a comma. That's a cedilla. So again, now I don't know if I've gotten good information. But this is when I learned stuff. Okay, hold on. I gotta get up here to this cliff wall and look for marmots. And I see none. Where's my damn marmots? Huh. So I'm scrolling down the page a little bit to see how this is pronounced, because they're not helping. They're using a T cedilla in the pronunciation guide to tell you how to pronounce T cedilla. This is how stupid these... Okay, regardless. What was I talking about? Marmots. Where's my damn marmots? Oh, yeah. I'm scrolling down trying to find where to actually figure out how to pronounce this letter. When I see something interesting, and this is the thing I learned. This is the most important thing I learned. This was the question I've been having. Just in a weird sort of throwaway comment, in parentheses, there was something about the letter Y, or what we call Y in English. The letter Y was added to Romanian in like 1982. Just so they can, you know, have foreign words in their language that work somehow, right? It's one of those deals. But they were talking a little bit about Y, and the letter Y in Romanian is called something like I Grec. And then in like double parentheses after that, Greek I. Okay, makes sense, yeah. Greek I. Okay, this is what flipped me out. This is what threw my head into overdrive. And this is why I'm so happy for being educated. I got some education this morning because now I finally know what Y is. Holy crap, you need to understand. Growing up, learning languages, you know, I always thought it was sort of weird, like in French, that the letter Y in French is Y. That's really bizarre. A two-syllable name for a letter. It's odd. Okay, and it's not how you pronounce the letter. You know, usually when the name of a letter is going to be one of the pronunciations of the letter, right? The letter O in English is pronounced O, among other things, right? You don't say Y. Y is not how you pronounce the letter Y in French. In Spanish, Y. And as soon as I saw that, I said, oh yeah, like in French, Y. Y is one of my favorite things to say. You'll hear me say that occasionally as a, not as an expletive, so much as an exclamation of discovery. Instead of saying Eureka, I'll say Y. Okay, so we have a few examples here. French and Spanish, Y, Y. And now we have Romanian, I, Grec. Don't really know how to pronounce it. All of which are Latin-based languages. And I'll have a very funny word for the letter Y. And why is that? Because it means Greek I. Oh my God, of course it does. The Latin alphabet imported a Greek letter, the Greek I, which we call Y, which in Greek is, I don't know what the hell it's called. I ain't no frat boy. I don't know my Greek letters. Oh, I do have some friends who joined frats, and boy, they thought they were really cool when they knew half the Greek alphabet. Frat boys. I'm walking around the head of the creek here. So yeah, so for like the last hour and a half now, I've been riding this high, this educational buzz of, oh my God, I finally learned what Y and Y means. Wow. It's such a freeing? Am I feeling freedom? Is that what is this feeling that I'm having? I don't even understand. I'm so excited though. I got so excited I grabbed all my crap, put on my shoes, and I said, let's go out and do some dubious goals committee. And right as I was walking out, I remembered what I was looking up to begin with. T. Cedilla. Right? Because I was watching handball. I was watching Romania. Yeah, not going to be able to sing today. Because of that earlier sinus badness that I had. Yeah. No way in hell. What do I want to do? I can't really get to the other side of the pit of despair anymore. All this plantage has grown up. It's very tall. What is this yellow stuff? I don't know. And then there's this green stuff that looks like, I don't know, ferns or... I don't know, but I can't look at it too long because I'll fugue out. Because the leaves and shit are very fractally and very... Fibonacci, and you know how many problems I have thanks to Fibonacci in nature. Good God. Oh yeah, you can't quite get all the way up here, but I can still kind of see some Mati holes. I don't see any Mats in the Mati holes, but yeah. Also, I think somebody in the neighborhood upstream dumped some motor oil into their drains, because there's a nice slick oil rainbow down in there right now. God damn it, those people. Hey, that big piece of concrete broke. Somebody broke it. It wasn't me. So, Tub, did you ever learn how the T. Cedilla is pronounced in Romanian? Yeah, I did. And I'd like to learn Romanian. I think I could pick up Romanian pretty fast. I do have... most of my linguistic experience is in Romance-based languages. So... Why are these bugs... Why are you following me, bugs? Why are these damn bugs following me? Anyway... I don't know where to learn to speak Romanian. Tub, you go to Romania. Yeah, no crap. Yeah. I'd love to go to Romania. God, I don't even know where it is. Yeah, I know where it is. It's up there by, you know, like Latvia and Estonia, right? It's in that corridor, right? I'd go there. Probably have great food there. Speaking of which, I think tomorrow's taco day, isn't it? Do I have my money? Holy crap, I better check to make sure I got my taco money. Yeah, I do. I got it. I'll double check later. I'm almost positive. I'm sure there's tons of fun stuff to do in Romania. They play handball. I'll go to handball games in Romania. No problem. What a beautiful day. Yeah, see, like this one, like this little fern... Oh, God, don't look at it. Don't look at it. It's super bifurcated-y. And I can see some fibos. Look away, look away. Ooh, here's a nice big fat leaf burdock plant. Hi, buddy. So, yeah. T.S. T.S. Garp. looking down into the pit. There's raccoon tracks down there. Yeah, so T. Cedilla in Romanian is the T sound. Kind of like T in Japanese. This is not a sound we have in the English language. Well, I mean, it's an ending sound. Cats. I laughed. I cried. It was better than cats. Japanese has TS. So basically, no, I do not get to use a T cedilla in the spelling of my name, because my name is Tobe, not Tobe. Although, if I move to Romania, I might just tell people my name is Tobe, just so I can write that. Just so I can write that T cedilla. Cedilla. Well, all I can say is it's a nice day to be walking around in the forest talking about, you know, linguistic oddities. But I'm not finding any marmots, and I'm approaching the horizontal forest again from the other side. And I don't see any of my buddies. That's cool. Oh, yeah, okay, now that I've started thinking about tacos, I mean, tacos, T. Cedilla, tacos, I gotta think about food, because I was gonna go to the store today, but I don't want to go to the store today if I'm gonna eat tacos tomorrow. Plus, I gotta go to the tea store. I wanted to make a tea buy. This, I probably should try to make an effort to go out to Fort Calhoun this week. I don't know. All right, so I'm glad I got to see that turkey. Turkey playing gyro ball. I saw a weird turkey in my neighborhood a few days ago. I think I forgot to mention it. Yeah, I just laughed because... How do they get into my neighborhood? What the hell are they doing? Turkeys, they're the best. And you know, I might have to play outside today instead of doing all this stupid work I'm supposed to do. Because playing outside is way more funner. And I might not get any more outside days. I was looking at the weather forecast. And it's looking like, outdoor fun time for this year might be over. Oh, well, that's fine. It was a good run this year. I mean, last year was terrible. We had like, well, what did we get? Like 5 days? Oh my God. Year before that wasn't so great either. So, I'm just happy to be running around. We might have to switch over to nighttime activities. Go outside at night, look for some buns, do that kind of stuff. Nighttime dudes are fun dudes too. All right, what else? I need to go to the good store. I need to buy some tea and some candy. I got plenty of rice, and I need to get some. I was kind of thinking about getting some bao. But then I was thinking, what we really need to do is get some of those good wonton wrappers, make 10 million wontons, start making some good soup. But it's summer now. We can't eat soup in the summer. But that's something you already know because you listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And now it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. Yes. The end of the line, yes.
Titi fly. It's beautiful out here today. tsunami.